This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Starting next month, CD customers should start finding lower prices as they shop. Yesterday, the world's largest music company, Universal Music Group, said it will cut its wholesale cost to retailers by about 24% per CD and will suggest a CD retail price of $12.98, down from the current suggested price of $16.98 to $18.98. Universal's artists range from Beck to Eminem to Shania Twain. Company executives have called the price cut a bold strategic move to bring people back to music stores. To get a sense of whether that strategy might work, we turn now to Mike Dries. He's founder of Newbury Comics in Boston, which started as a comic book store but is now the region's leading independent music chain. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you expect to see more people buying music because of this price cut?
I expect we'll have a lot more activity, particularly on hits that will be dramatically lowered in price. We'll probably see maybe a 30 to 40% sales lift on hit products. So it will be very meaningful.
Any sense of how much you'll be cutting prices? The suggestion is $12.98, but it could be far lower and you still could make a profit.
Yeah, I mean, what this pricing move does is gives most retailers the ability to price, hits at $9.99, which is a magic price point with the customer. Right now, most new releases, Newbury Comics is pricing at, say, $11.88 or $12.88, with occasionally pricing things at $9.99. When we do them at $9.99, we're generally selling them below cost. So it's a difficult but necessary ingredient. What you'll see after October 7th is a tremendous amount of product out there at that $9.99 price point, and occasionally stuff maybe at $8.99.
And if it's retailing at $9.99, you'd be making about, if I do the math right, about 90 cents per CD.
That is correct.
So the idea would be what you're losing in profit, you're making up for in volume.
Well, and as a come-on, so to speak, the same way that big box retailers like a Walmart or a Best Buy will price things very cheaply, sometimes below cost, in order to lure customers in to sell them what else is in their store. So in Newbury Comics, we've traditionally priced hits very cheap with the idea of selling them more music, not Pampers or whatever, and it's proven to be, in general, an effective strategy. So this move will really help us entice customers with prices that we know they want to see.
We're curious about what's been going on with music sales overall. Universal's sales for the first quarter of this year were down 19%. Have you seen a big slump this year?
We've seen an ongoing slump. The music sales peaked about 2.5 years ago, and from that level, sales right now are running down about 25 to 28%, I think, across the entire specter.
Universal has said that slump is tied in with what the company is calling rampant piracy, or music file sharing on the Internet. Do you think that's a big part of what's cutting into your sales?
I think that's very significant in two ways. One is that there's a tremendous amount of variety out there in terms of bootleg recordings and whatnot on the web. And more importantly, you can get the stuff for free that way. So it's been difficult that way. I also think that price has been a significant issue, but I do think that that's kind of a three-legged stool, and this is aggressively addressing one of them.
Would you expect to see other music companies follow suit, follow Universal's lead, and start dropping their costs?
They will absolutely be forced to. It's a highly competitive market out there with everyone from Target stores to Walmarts to Best Buy to Virgin Tower. There's plenty of options out there at retail for consumers and online options. So it's a mad scramble. It was a sudden announcement. It kind of caught everybody by surprise. But there will definitely be a competitive response that will benefit customers.
Well, Mike Dries, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mike Dries is founder of Newbury Comics in Boston.